this very chapter, taking a break for a cup of coffee, I turned on the television. There was a well-known person raising money to support their ministry. This is Victory Over Your Enemy Month. If you sow a seed of $229 into my ministry, you will get victory over your enemy. No mention was made of praying for your enemy, only victory over your enemy. I turned off the TV. But do not despair. It ain't over till it's over. There are several things that might follow in our day. First, God may deal with some of these people. There are many ways he could do that. Second, he may grant them repentance. They may climb down and humbly admit their folly. Third, God may resume healing people miraculously right, left, and center, any time. In the meantime, I will pray for the sick. I give appeals for healing all the time and discover once in a while that some people really and truly get healed. One person was healed of deafness at an Anglican church in North London, in one ear but not the other. One lady came up to me in the past year to say, 2 years ago, when you were here and preached your sermon on total forgiveness, I was physically healed, right in the middle of your sermon. I asked, whatever happened? She replied, as you began to enumerate how we forgive and how to know we have forgiven people, I began to forgive a certain person as you spoke, and I was instantly healed. She waited 2 years to tell me. God can heal any time. He is all-powerful. He is not limited by time or by our theological biases. He can use anybody, even those who are ruthless phonies. Some of them have gifts that were sovereignly bestowed on them. Such gifts are irrevocable. They come and remain without repentance, a teaching that baffles me, but I know it's true. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. I don't know why Jesus chose Judas Iscariot.